92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, and we are joined by Dave Walters with the Board of Light and Power. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Good. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's good being here.
How did the meeting go with the city of Grand Haven?
I guess it's probably best to ask the two of the bodies. I didn't say a whole lot, and I think.
But you were there.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, they aired some of their issues between each other, and that's always good, I guess. So
yeah.
Not much came out of it. I mean, direction as far as for us all to work with, but they assigned me and the city manager, Ashley Latch, to try to work some things out. So that's a good thing. So
okay.
We're going to continue to do that and try to move forward.
And just try to move forward, which is what you're going to need to do.
Right.
I did watch a little bit of it towards the end. It kind of seemed like everybody said what they needed to say. And then towards the end, it was, okay, we have to work together,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys needed to meet face-to-face like that to be able to say what you needed to say. Let's talk about new citizen initiative, BLP Charter Change Coalition. This is to change the city charter to dissolve the BLP and create a new Department of Energy Services. What do you know about this? And this is your chance to say something.
Okay. Well, again, this we didn't talk about this. It was kind of the elephant in the room Wednesday night, I guess, because really this isn't being done by either the Board of Light and Power or the City Council. To clarify what it is it's not a Board of Light and Power charter change coalition. It's the end the Board of Light and Power charter change coalition. Essentially, what they're suggesting doing is eliminating and dissolving the Board of Light and Power and replacing it. And quite frankly, three department heads in a city and my position, basically ending all four of those positions. And having the city manager be the manager of the utility, and of those three department heads, there would be one department head left. So that's really what's being proposed. And then there would be in its place of that structure, there would be an advisory committee to the council to help them decide you know how the utility is going to be managed.
Okay. If I were an employee and I heard that, I'd be a little bit upset. Does that make sense to you? If I were an employee of the BLP and I heard that there's this BLP charter change coalition going on, the first thing I would do would go right to my manager and say, "What's going on?" So I would assume you guys have had to have been very transparent with your people.
Yeah. I think.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a little troublesome. Yeah.
And I think from my perspective too. I mean, the Board of Light and Power has been suggested that we're not open and transparent with our processes. From my perspective, this entire charter change was fabricated in behind closed doors, and it wasn't involved with the employees. Any of the board, none of us participated in that process. So we were a little bit caught off guard, I guess you could say, and our employees were caught off guard.
That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you. I've been in that position. It's not a fun position to be in.
And so there's a lot of questions that they have. I think the biggest thing that, I think it's been said that the Board of Light and Power is just another department of the city. There really could be nothing further from the truth. Our employees by charter are designated employees of the board, and all of the other employees of the city are called city employees.
Right.
Now, indirectly, we're a division of the city, so yes, our employees are city employees, but we have our own federal ID number, we have our own benefits package, we really, and we're fully self-supported. So our employees are concerned. They've been told that all of their positions will be retained, but they will become city employees and not Board of Light and Power employees. So that's a big change for them, and they don't know really how they're going to fit in the structure. Clearly, the senior management team that works directly with me, we don't know this for sure, but by the structure, it looks like only one of us will be retained. And so that's not And for you know, I think some people start talking about self-preservation in that mode. For me, I'm approaching retirement. This probably is not going to be a huge deal for me one way or another. So, you know, I'm fine having the open discussion. But I think our senior staff is very proud of what we've accomplished in the last 5 years. And it's somewhat of a, I guess it's somewhat of a slap across the face to my team that you know, for the most part, their message is that our utility is no longer as complex, and it doesn't need these senior level managers anymore. So we can just cut the administrative overhead and somehow continue to provide the quality service that we've had for the last 60 years. So it does seem like we're confused, and I guess I'm here to say that this is where we all are right now.
Well, yeah, and some people have said, why? What's the point? Why would you want to do this? Who benefits if this happens? People have said that. They don't understand.
Well, I've listened to at least what's been put out to date, and primarily the rationale and the reasons on their website is the suggestion that our utility and it is not as complex as it was when the Board of Light and Power was formed, you know, in 1959. We had, you know, two generators in town. We had actually more people are employed by the Board of Light and Power then than they are right now. And so we don't, because of this lack of complexity, we don't need these people anymore. From my perspective, that's completely contrary to the utility industry and, quite frankly, common sense. Our utility is much more complex today than it was even without generation, you know, even 5 years ago when we had our generation. And we're now integrated into the network, what I call the network of utility, you know, service, the grid, so-called grid. And our tie to that grid make our operations a lot more complex than we ever were when we were isolated and operating a singular power plant in town. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, that's the model that a lot of utilities had. And I've asked the question publicly, and I still haven't had an answer. I actually called I sit on the board of the American Public Power Association, and I called up our office there last week, and they're doing some research on it. But quite frankly, we're going the opposite direction. What's being proposed is to go the opposite direction in utility governance than what we've seen in the industry for the last 30-some years. Independent boards are becoming more prevalent, not less prevalent, and the idea of going back in this model that they suggested is actually the model from 1959. There's still some out there. There's still, but a utility of our size is typically in today's world, you know, operated by a board at a municipal utility. Some are more independent than others, but for the most part, they need that government structure that is dedicated to its operations. And that really is where utilities that are still under the city manager form of government, as they get to a certain size and complexity, they go the other direction, not this direction. And what we're seeing more in the industry is more what I call multi-utility, multi-jurisdictional boards that have even more independence, similar to what we see in Holland down south of us. They have their utility board is responsible for electric, water, and wastewater, and has independence in all three utilities, and they've added internet access onto that. So this idea that going back to the city manager form of government is really contrary to the trend in the industry over some 30 years.
I appreciate you being here. Been wanting to talk to you to get your perspective on all of this. Is there anything else you want to add?
No,
things are good.
As far as the utility is operating itself, we think we've done some great things. Our employees are very happy. We haven't seen the turmoil that really some of our and the turnover from employees that we've seen at City Hall recently. So, I think it's important for us to I think part of the meeting, if you watched it at all, our board is very proud of what we've accomplished in the last 5 years, and we've gone through substantial change. It wasn't pointed out at the meeting, but we've actually reduced our workforce from 72 when we had the power plant down to 42 and we've done that with only retirements, moving people around, reworking them, retraining them, and quite frankly, almost all the jobs that are left are of a higher, you know, technical knowledge. We've had to have train people and getting them new certifications.
Sure.
So all that stuff is progress. I think as far as our utility is concerned, the employees are very satisfied with where they're at. And by no means is this coming out of, you know, any kind of from our perspective, any kind of faults from the employees that are working at the utility.
Dave Alt, Board of Light and Power. This is 92.1 WGHN.